Hello and welcome to It's Not My Fault. USC Podcast is not popular. Special edition. Because, you know, this is the end of the year. And what possible news could have happened in the last couple weeks that we could just save for 2019, right?
I mean, do we mean anime-related or world-related? Because, Justin, I don't know if you've checked the American news this past year, but don't say that.
Okay, fair enough. We're talking about anime, obviously, and manga, and any light novel news. Although, I think J-Novel announced something. I think either before or after? J-Novel announced something. Those losers. How are they going to announce something during the... I personally am just like, how are y'all going to announce news when the holidays are here? Come on. What's wrong with you people?
Manga never sleeps. Light novels.
Well, J-Novel's getting into... Well, trying to get into manga, so... Who knows? They're gonna maybe announce something big next year, whatever that is.
Do you know something we don't, Justin?
Oh, I don't actually, but they already teased like they started out with this initial period where they're gonna have like a couple of their lighter titles, like stuff that they have, like they published in light novels for. So they're gonna start with the manga for that, and I think that was just the one, that bookworm one that you was looking interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Think that one. So yeah, they sold out light, but then they also said Stamp said that they do have some big title or something like that that they're saving for, I guess, after the beta period, because they're just testing the manga service out right now. That's about all I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything else, honest.
Oh, you just know that something is coming.
Yes, something is coming,
and it's not winter.
Winter's here. Right?
Winter,
yeah, that's a lie.
It's definitely coming.
Except for Justin has his like fan on, so it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, the weather's been like kind of, well, not cold, well, not like crazy hot or anything like that, but it's been kind of like middle, like just warmish or whatever. It hasn't been super cold in New York.
Yeah, it's been like in the 40s and the 50s here, so it's been pretty temperate.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see that blue sky thing, or is that not in your
podcast? Oh, no, it definitely was. I definitely, first of all, I found out of it because Helen linked it to me online. She sent it to me online. I was like, first of all, why did you send me a Keith Olbermann treat? That guy is just like, like what? Who? I'm not sure anybody likes the guy anymore, unfortunately. But other than that, like, yeah, that happened at Queens, and I don't live in Queens, so.
We Queens forget how big New York City is, Justin. Okay?
Yes, yeah. So I just hear nothing but excuses. But yeah, that was bizarre, actually. But nothing like, I feel like New York just had some weird stuff happen. Like, we have like the pizza. We had a rat take a pizza and take it down the stairs one time on the train station. Let's see, what else happened this year?
A pizza rat wasn't even this year, was it? I don't think so.
Well, it's been a long year, but you're probably right. Probably happened last year. I don't know. It feels like it's recent enough, but I don't know. Like, I think there was this one. Okay, this is actually kind of. I feel ashamed I'm laughing about this, but apparently it was like some sort of fight that happened earlier this year on like 90. Somewhere like 94th or 93rd Street this year, where there was a guy who took out like a knife or something, or a machete or something like that. They were actually fighting like at like 6 a.m. or something like that in the morning.
That is too early to get into fights.
It really is. I'm like, what?
With the machete.
Like, and then nobody got hurt. Like, nobody actually got hurt. Somehow. Which is, it's just like, wait. So they had a fight where they just like, it's like one of those hockey, like baseball fights where they think they're fighting, but they're not really fighting.
No, that's soccer.
Look, we're an American, this is the United States, Helen, we gotta,
yeah,
gotta keep
it
to baseball.
Yeah, and the U.S. has the best women's soccer team in the world, Justin.
But
how dare
we gotta
you
keep
forget
it to baseball. I'm not forgetting it, and I'm definitely not forgetting that. It's just that internationally, everybody else cares about soccer but us.
Yeah, because we're lame.
But soccer is like half of its like theatrics at the World Cup level by the time we watch it.
Yeah, the guy's soccer is though, but the women will keep playing with like a bloody nose and everything. They're like, nah, I'm good, I'm gonna keep going.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I think that happened this year, right?
The World Cup was this year. The Olympics were also this year. And I see everybody being like, I totally forgot. And I'm like, guys, how could you forget some of those ice skating competitions?
Like, they're too busy thinking about 2020, probably.
Yeah, in Tokyo. Yeah. Pretty much. We're on the Tokyo in 2020.
I've got friends who want to go to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. And I'm like, guys, no, it's going to suck. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sweaty. It's going to be crowded. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why?
Do you not know if
why do you weeaboos want to do this?
Yeah, I recommend don't doing it, because I don't know. I feel like the Olympics for like the past, I don't know, decade has been like, people will want it, but they don't really want to have it host the Olympics. Like, I think I prefer watching it, maybe.
Yeah, I think the thing is for 2020, at least you can wait until afterwards, then everything is, like, they finished everything for the Olympics, then you can go see it, like, relatively, with everything, all the renovations are done, and they've done a lot to do, try to make it more, like, English-friendly, like, especially with, like, apps or, like, communication-wise for people. So
or making
maybe
sure that the
like...
ATMs don't close at 8 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
Like, actual ATMs closing. It's like, that's not the point of an ATM, guys.
Yeah, there's some, like, really good segments that are talking about, like, what they've been doing to try to make it, like, I guess, easier for, like, English foreigners to, like, travel in Japan, in Tokyo, in particular, with, like, apps or hotels that are, like, you can check yourself in and out. Well, I guess that doesn't really solve the problem in itself. Or, like, you can point your phone at a menu and you can see what the pictures of the food are, even though you can't read the menu.
Oh, you can use Google Translate right now for menus. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, my Olympic plans are wait till it goes to L.A. again in a couple of years and then crash on my friend's couches in L.A.
You're actually serious to go to an Olympic game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of Olympic sports I'm interested in, so.
I think I'm kind of curious about what they're going to do with the cybersecurity part for the Olympics. Because I think the minister in charge of the Olympics is also, like, the cybersecurity guy.
Oh, wasn't this the guy who said something along the lines of, I've never used a computer?
Yeah, he delegates
it.
Delegation is one thing. Not no,
he
I can't use a computer.
He can't be hacked.
Cybersecurity is a different problem.
How can you be, like, ahead of technology or anything like that if you haven't used a computer?
Justin, remember, it's been very easy for boomers to get jobs, so...
My mind is just, like, what is happening here?
I mean, I definitely joke that at my work, I am, like... de facto one of our IT people. Not because I'm actually in IT or anything, but because I'm the youngest person in the office and people assume Helen can probably figure out what the copier is doing this time.
Oh.
Usually they're right. However, this is because I have had jobs where my job was basically exclusively work with finicky printers, so.
Wow. Incredible. I don't even know what... I guess it is... Do you get extra pay for this?
No. Don't worry, I will be taking it up with the Maryland legislature when they come back into session in a couple of weeks and say, why don't you let graduate students unionize? Come on, guys. I have plans.
Oh, boy. All right, we've really talked about a lot already.
we already knew this podcast is going to be more informal than usual.
Yeah, but okay, but before we actually get to any more informal, so I actually want to know what we've been up to the last couple of weeks, personally.
I have been binging anime now that I am free from school for a couple of weeks. Let's see. I've caught up with Reincarnated as a Slime, which is just sort of like low-key. It's fun. It's mindless fodder, so that's fun.
I didn't think you'd like it, actually.
Yeah, I had a poll on Twitter, and more people said I should try it than didn't, so I went ahead and did it.
Yeah,
so.
I voted like the other one.
Yeah, so I've done that. I've been watching some of Surune. I finished up a bunch of shows like Irodoku... and basically anything that's wrapped up recently. I had brunch with a friend today, and she's a big Tiger and Bunny fan, so I was trying to explain to her Double Decker, and she's just like, what, is this like Samurai Flamenco? And I'm like, no, that is a close analog.
Is it like Samurai Flamenco?
It has a couple of twists near the end, which are, like, not Samurai Flamenco-level twists, but they're close to it. It's along the lines of, that second sun you see in the sky, it's actually an alien space colony.
They have a few
more
episodes coming.
That wasn't even the
weirdest
part of that episode.
Huh.
Yeah. I think it was basically a cop comedy with, like, science fiction elements.
Yeah, it's supposedly set in the same universe as Tiger and Bunny. Like, they mentioned the city from Tiger and Bunny's Stern Build at one point, but, like, nobody has superpowers. Like, I'm like, is this a prequel? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. All right, I guess I can go next?
Yeah.
If you're done? Okay. I've been reading... I recently bought, like, a light novel, which I haven't really bought one in a long time. It was just, like, the Nier Automata Long Story Short. It's like, a novelization. I think there's a new one coming out next year that I probably will buy that one
Yep, short story long.
That's basically the opposite title. Yep. Long. Yeah. And then, as for the anime side, I've been watching JoJo. Golden Wind. That's been pretty fun.
It's definitely fun, like, right?
Yeah. There's like that really trippy part where they're like dancing and the guy's got like a hook in his eye.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tripping out.
Oh, yeah. That was something else.
That was definitely.
And then that Mirror Man episode, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and they're always, like, saying, like, the Sex Pistols, and then they just, like, change the name in... But you can definitely hear it in the audio, what the actual name that the creator named it after, because he just didn't care about... What is copyright? We just named
it
after major bands.
You don't really think about that. And I maybe, like, the rules are just different. Well, obviously, I think they're just different in Japan, so it's, like, you wouldn't consider that, oh, this is totally copyright, we can... And it also, like, there was no anime for this for a while, so you didn't... I don't think anybody imagined that, oh, we run into copyright issues later on.
Mm. Yeah, and then I watched Skullface Bookseller Honda-san, which was definitely pretty funny. Yeah. It has so many, like, funny expressions. Like, he's just really sweet and tries his best. Yeah, and I watched Run with the Wind, and I saw Spider-Man yesterday.
Oh,
that was really
Spider-Verse
good.
Was so much fun. Did you see the scene at the very end after all the credits?
Yes, where they're, like, pointing at each other.
No, it's funny because when I was watching the credits, I saw them credit like archival animation, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't catch anything in the background, huh?" And then I saw the end, and I'm like, "Oh, that's what that write was for."
Yeah, they said they had so many animators on that film that they called it like "Cabin Fever" as like their nickname, and I thought it was just really like cool how they combined all the different styles. I really liked the film noir Spider-Man, and Spider-Gwen was pretty cool too. And the music. I've been listening to the Sunflower song that, like, he keeps on listening to when he's trying to relax.
Is that one of the Christmas songs that he recorded?
No, not that one. That's just weird.
There's an entire album.
Yeah, and I think that's about it. I'm just, like, throwing money at Right Stuff and Sentai.
What are you
like, that's crazy.
What are you throwing them? Wait, hold up. You say you're throwing money. What are you spending it on?
Like, they had like, this crazy sale, right? So we're doing, like, this group order, so it's, like, there's, like, 3 copies of Gunbuster between, like, the group of friends that we're ordering.
Oh, together. So if you guys are all, since you guys don't get free shipping to Canada anymore, so you guys just put it all up?
Yeah, we're just lumping it together, so it's, like,
Psychopaths. Customs probably opens this and is like, who is this crazy fan? Who is this crazy fan ordering 3 copies of Gunbuster?
Well, the taste is pretty varied. Like, mine are, like, Psychopaths and Blood Blockade, Battlefront, Gunbuster, stuff like that. Yeah. I was eyeing that Pat Labor, like box set, but I was like, I can probably wait a little bit longer.
I've definitely been considering rewatching Psychopaths recently since I hated the second season enough that I don't want to think about it again. But I like the first season, and those new movies are coming out, so I'm interested. I just remember explaining how bad the second season was in my very first ever panel. Someone was like,
"We just pretend it doesn't exist."
Wow!
A panel on Noitamina.
You say it doesn't exist?
Someone asked me, okay, is this like, they change it now, it sucks, it's bad, or is it actually bad? I'm like, okay, to show how evil the villain is, they had him murder 2 puppies with his bare hands. And the person in the back room's nodding like, all right, no, she's got a point.
Who's Mika? We don't know who Mika is. Yeah.
That is actually a very weird way to establish that as a villain.
It was like, one is not enough, you have to kill 2 puppies with your bare hands.
What's crazy is that JoJo did the same thing where, granted, Dio kind of established himself as an evil person, but then, I'm going to burn the dog in the thing. Yeah,
but
that's
it was only
definitely
one dog,
evil.
It wasn't 2 puppies.
Okay, that's it for me.
Well, then, I guess it's me. Well, I did, like, kind of like everybody else, so I was just trying to catch up on the anime. I didn't finish and whatever. For example, I finally finished up Zombieland Saga.
Oh, that was fun.
Very glad I finished that one. Super fun. It was definitely one of the shows that I'm hoping we get more of it because the way it ended. I mean, there's still so many is Ty going to awaken?
I have 2 theories about Ty, but I'll let you finish first.
I'm just like, I feel like, I mean, granted, I think if for like this current run, it makes sense that she doesn't really awaken like everybody else. But I'm just like, I actually want to see, like, I want to get her backstory. Like, what's... And especially how she helped Saki at the end. I feel like that, like, she had to, like, come back. Like, say something. But in that, like, it was just, like, great to see it all come together. So Zombieland Saga I finished. What else did I finish? Well, I still got to finish a couple other shows, like Golden Kamuy Season 2. Bloom Into You. And Girl in Twilight. I think that's what it's called, right? Akaneshi Shoujo.
Yeah.
Gotta finish that. So, yeah, did that. But really, I've been just trying to read the Weekly Shonen Jump app. I've just been all the manga on there. just again to point this out, it is $2 to actually go into the back catalog of a bunch of freaking manga. $2 freaking. And I've been doing that to just read Yu-Gi-Oh! For now. I've read the original Yu-Gi-Oh!
Death games.
Just all the different games. Oh, you guys watched the 4Kids version, right? And
did you not know about Yu-Gi-Oh!'s like hidden past of other games?
Oh no, I did. Okay. I ended up watching the it was fan sub. Watched the original fan sub Yu-Gi-Oh! A long time ago because I was obviously thinking it was just the 4Kids version for growing up, and then you realize that there was actually an original manga that had a bunch of different games, and Yugi looking like he is like the most evilest, cruelest kid on the block.
He looks like he's about to straight up murder somebody.
He really does. And in this game, like in the very first chapter, he's pointing at this bully and he's like, because let's play a game in the most evilest way possible. And I'm just like, they really had this in Liga Shonen Jump.
Doesn't he like you let like fire like put a fire maze in there somewhere?
There is
well?
There is a situation where I was about to say Teo, she's called Anzu in the manga, and in the first two pages of the manga, the Viz version had to point out that yes, Anzu is called Tae Gardner in the English version, Joey is called Jonoshi in this version. They actually had to go and explain that, but there's a chapter where they had like a very hardened criminal. He ends up taking Taya hostage. He calls over Yugi. Yugi transforms into Yami Yugi, and they play a game. Basically, the one of Kurama has a gun. He's pointing it right at Yugi, like it's literally right at Yugi. And all he has to do to win the game is shoot him. But instead, he's like, "Oh, you know, I haven't smoked in a while. Here, go. You have the switch or the lighter, right? Yeah, go. I want you to do that before I kill you." So he goes and flips the lighter, and then he drops the lighter while he's pouring a glass of alcohol, like of whiskey. He pours it out in there, but because he has the lighter on there on his hand, he can't move, and because he also has a gun, he's also already got the lock. He's already about to shoot, but he can't actually shoot anymore. He can't do anything. He's literally trapped there to burn forever. It is absolute nonsense of the highest order. And I love it. I completely love it. It is just so bizarre to see that, especially when you just grow up thinking, oh, remember 4Kids being like, or the 4Kids episode where you just like, everything's all like nice and fun. And yeah, you got somebody being...
Dang, Dark Magician sure is cute.
Yeah, you have that too. And then you go to this version and it's just like, wow, we missed out on so much.
Okay, so my tie theories for Zombieland Saga. If you go back and you watch the first episode, she actually appears a lot more asleep in that episode. I think she did wake up along with everybody else. So I have two theories. One is that Tai is either the first idol, like a caveman idol, which is what makes her legendary, or that the manager screwed up and Tai was his first one. He was trying to turn into a zombie and he accidentally switched her brain to the dog's brain. Those are my two theories.
Whoa! That second theory seems a little... I don't know about that. Okay, what leads you to that second theory? I think the first theory is actually quite plausible, actually. But
she just acts kind of like a dog sometimes. Like, when Sakura doesn't recognize her, she looks all sad and puppy-like, and she's, like, trying to mimic things, but she's not doing it too well. And they do have that crazy dog running around, who's also a zombie, so, you know.
Yeah, so...
Maybe Romero has Ty's brain by accident, or, you know.
See, this is why we need a sequel. I guess this is obviously spoilers, but they didn't save Saga completely.
Didn't save Saga. Yeah,
they didn't really save Saga yet. They still have more to go. So it's like there's still more they can go for sure.
Yeah, I still can't believe I looked at the show and I was like, oh, it's gonna be a zombie survival show, and instead it turned out to be a damned idol promotional tourism anime.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. It was at least a fun one. It was definitely not boring for sure.
One of the greatest plot twists of this year.
But that's about what. Oh, and I guess I couldn't actually leave without talking about Smash Brothers, which I'm even surprised I'm talking to any of you people because I should be playing that right now. But
I mean, you almost weren't talking to us, Mister. Oh no, my family suddenly came. Sorry.
Hey, look. My family.
Schedule my family appointments around podcasting. Okay.
We explained this before the podcast. I literally was told about this today at 4:00 And we had no idea when they were coming up. I literally, they could have showed up at 6 o'clock. What am I supposed to do?
I was like, leave.
Wow. This is, I feel like Helen's just like one of those evil people that we just don't know about. She's just hiding it right now.
A, I'm not hiding anything. B, I have no idea why my family still puts up with me, so.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, that, anyways, so yeah, I've been playing Smash Brothers. I finally unlocked all the characters. Now I just gotta play all the classic modes and eventually try Water Light, which is a new big story mode. So I haven't even done that yet. But,
did you have to fight a Rathalos in Smash?
I did. With Marth. Okay. Was it with Marth?
Nice.
Probably it was with Marth, I think. Cause yeah, you get to this classic end. I think you have to be at a certain intensity for that. Like, if you go in the higher intensity levels, you have to face Master Hand or Crazy Hand. But, yeah, I had to face Rathalos, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, look at that. I don't have to face... I do like that part, because, like, past classic modes, you just have to face, like, Master Hand at the end. But then, with all the bosses that they could add in this one, they kind of switch it up. So, I think it depends, like, which character and everything gets to face... face a certain boss, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I think the only thing I don't like about the classic mode is that you're basically tied to whoever the character has to face in their games. So like a good example is like with Fire Emblem Fates, it's totally themed after that. So if you pick Corrin, like what chapter, like boss, like battle 3 or whatever, you have to face the Oshido kind of characters in their white clothes and whatever. So it's very themed to like a certain series when you go to the classic mode. So it's not just straight up, you might just face random enemies like during classic mode. So I don't know if I'm that happy about that, but it's not too bad. It's a very, like as most Smash games, it's very interesting from a thematic and choice standpoint. So yeah, I'll probably be playing that a little bit more. Probably for a couple more months, that's for sure.
Getting your money's worth out of it.
Oh, I'm... Well, some have said that the music that's in there is worth the $60 alone. Because it's like over like nine... There's like over 900 tracks. And there's a bunch of remixes. And then like for the Fire Emblem person in me, they remixed like... there was a song in Fire Emblem Genealogy of the Holy War that they remixed. And it's very good. It's just like super surprising that they remixed that one.
So the Joker is like a DLC, right? So you have to pay extra to get.
Yeah, I think the theory floating around is that all the DLC is going to be like guest characters. I'm gonna guess at least one Nintendo character is going to be one of the DLC. Not obviously not counting Piranha Plant. That's just my guess. I am very curious what their DLC could possibly be after they announce Joker. The only thing for certain is that it's just going to be a video game character. That's it.
that seems like a pretty safe bet, yeah.
I mean, you never know. Kizuna AI might show up.
Oh, God.
I just had this...
That would be amazing.
I,
if I ever
I just had this,
and she was a character, I would definitely have to play her, you know?
I would just... I had just this crazy look in my eyes saying, What did Alcina just... What... Why? Why would you even... Why would you even imagine that? You just get your hopes crushed and everything? Like, why? Why would you do that?
You never know.
Oh,
would
no,
you
I
play Kizuna Ai if she was a character in Smash?
I mean, if I'm going to play Piranha Plant, I'm probably going to play Kizuna Ai. Probably going to do it. I would just be very stunned if someone like Hatsune Miku is actually in Smash. I would be very surprised. Super surprised. I'd be like, Sakurai, this is even... crazier than you guys announcing Cloud being in Smash, so please chill out.
How's it crazy for Cloud to be in Smash, though? Because he's an actual video game character.
So, okay, two things. There was a game called PlayStation All-Stars that Cloud was not in, and Cloud has long been, like, a PlayStation exclusive character, because obviously that's where the origin, like, Final Fantasy VII, PlayStation character, and pretty much outside of the original, like, was it Final Fantasy 1 to 5 or something like that, or 6, maybe? All the other Final Fantasy games have been, like, on other systems, including, like, the PlayStation or whatever, so you wouldn't have expected Cloud to ever be in, like, a game like Smash Brothers.
Oh,
never.
Okay.
Never. So, yeah. So, all that. And then, even then, like, there's, like, so many limits, I think, with what you can do with Cloud's inclusion. There's only certain costumes. Like, there's only, like, two real costumes he has in the game. and then it's only like two tracks, song, music tracks. Like all the other characters are like more than like I think the lowest is 9 tracks, and then Cloud only has 2 from his game. Like Final Fantasy VII has a bunch of tracks that could have been added or remixed, and there's only 2. Yeah, Square Enix, what are you doing? Or is this the song composer? Nobody knows, but whatever the case, Cloud's, that's why it's all surprising that Cloud was in there. Super surprising. So, okay. I think we talked about what else we've been up to the past couple of weeks, but how about we go like the best of stuff we had this year? Or it doesn't even have to be like anime related or manga related. Just personally, what's been the best for you guys this year?
I definitely liked how many anime films we got in theaters in the U.S. this year. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, there was a lot of... Yeah, it was a lot. Like, we always say, like, Perfect Blue. Mirai just had this premiered in November. Kase-san was shown this year. What else? We had the My Hero Academia film. Yeah, it was a lot of films.
Yeah, there were a lot. Like, we got some here that was, like, Cineplex sometimes, like, the major film, like, chain here. And there was, like, Love Live and some other things. We got, definitely had, like, some film festivals, like, the Japan Foundation, like, the Japanese Culture Center, and definitely at the Toronto Film Festival. So there was, like, Lou Over the Wall, Night is Short. There's like Haikara-san, which I still need to watch part 2 of.
Yeah, same, since they showed it in like fewer places than they did for part 1, so none of the theaters near me had it. I was going to have to go all the way over to Virginia, so.
Yeah, and there was like a giant cliffhanger after the first movie. I was just like, no! How is this possible?
I read some of the plot on Wikipedia, and I was like, all right, this is ridiculous. This is crazy pants.
Well, they reduced it to two movies, which I like, just looking at the length of it, of like, how much drama you could possibly draw out of that, like, cliffhanger. Oh, yeah, Makia came out this year, too.
Yeah, I just remember, like, when I was watching the film, I was like, geez, this feels like they're going through a lot of stuff really fast. And I looked on Wikipedia, and, like, the original run for the show was, like, I forget how long, but it was 3 or 4 cores, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what it felt like, because they were just zipping through stuff.
Mm. But I really, like, enjoyed it. Like, you could, like, it's a little, they tried to update it a little bit, so it's, like, more modern enough for me to, like, actually be palatable, because if I just watched it straight up, I would just be like, oh, no, this... Yeah.
Aw. But yeah, this, it was a lot of... And we're gonna get, like, what, more films next year? Like what? They're gonna re-show A Silent Voice in January.
I want to watch the Liz and the Bluebird film.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. That one. I wasn't too crazy about it, but I did see that one, too.
Okay. I need to see that, but I need to actually watch the Sonic Phonium Season 2 first.
Yeah, before I watch that. That one's a prereq.
Oh, you know what's coming out this year is, was it Makoto Shinkai? He has a new film.
Oh, right. There's going to be another Shinkai. I don't know if it's going to come out this in 2019.
It sounds like a summer film, but maybe I'm wrong.
Or it might come out. Like, I think, I could be wrong, but I think Mirai was announced earlier this year, and that came out in November, or I think during the summer, actually.
No, I think that's a different director.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, in general. I mean, as an example.
Oh, because, yes, those are different directors.
So who knows? Maybe, this new Shinkai film will come out, in 2019, but we'll see. But yeah, between that, and who knows what other... films could potentially come out.
Oh, Masaki Yuasa has a new film coming out this year, which looks cute.
What's that?
Masaki Yuasa has a new film coming out this year. Right. It's like a surfer one that's actually a romance. Cause he was like, yeah, I did Lou, but that turned out to kind of be more about vampires, so.
Right.
Well, there's definitely going to be another Conan movie. It's just, I'm just so surprised that, like, after so many years, Conan is just like, topping the box office
every year.
And then, like, the popular character, like, Amuro has his own has his own comic, and he has his own, like, fandom because he's so big.
Yeah, apparently that's supposed to come out in English from Shogakukan Asia. Like, there's this
gosh,
like a Facebook, like, I saw some news about that, like, wow. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, wasn't that Conan O'Brien thing this year too?
No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
Justin didn't keep up enough with it for us to keep talking about it.
Which, well, like, I just realized, like, at some point, like, they went over it again. I was just like, do I really care about this at all?
Justin only has room for one Conan in his heart.
Don't say it like that. You make it sound very romantic and everything. Don't do that.
Oh, it's not?
But yeah. Okay, well, for me, like, obviously, I think, like, the biggest thing for me was obviously the weekly Shonen Jump. I feel like that was, first of all, that was kind of out of nowhere. Like, the announcement was, like, at the end of the month. I mean, end of the year. And I feel like they were teasing that. Like, I found out people, like, on Twitter, where they were kind of, like, surprised that they didn't announce it at this convention or X convention. So I think they were a little surprised that, or maybe that was the announcement that they were hoping, that was being announced. Like, oh, we're going to end the weekly Shonen Jump issue run. To instead not only have the initial weekly Shonen Jump run, but add the Jumpstart titles, and then add a couple more titles. And oh, hey, if you pay some money, you get to access the vault of Shonen Jump titles we've published in the U.S. And I'm just like, are y'all crazy? Because I don't even know. Like, are they really gonna make money off of this? Like, are we serious? They're gonna like. $2 is gonna go, like, okay, you pay $2 a month, and then I think it's $25.99 for the year, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. I don't remember, but you can pay yearly. But wow, you realize that you can read all of I mean, they have the 100 chapter limit, which probably I think I said to you, Helen, that I think that was reasonable, but after seeing what could potentially be read, maybe it actually isn't as reasonable as I thought.
But, I think it's pretty reasonable. I'm just expecting it to run into that a lot once I actually have time to start reading.
But yeah, that might be the only thing. And I've been reading a little bit, like, obviously with Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, the only problem for now is just that, like, reading it, like, streaming without downloading is a little rough. Like, I would read a chapter, and then after that, we'll just kind of, like, the app would just kick me out. But, This is potentially the best. This is already by default the best manga reader, official manga reader out there, which is kind of crazy because it has some work to do, I think. But yeah, that's coming out later in the year with the biggest news potentially of the year. It's crazy. That's crazy. Shonen Jump. That's crazy.
I think it'll be like a pretty good present for, like, if you want your kids to learn how to read, and you're like, okay, $24 a year, your kid will can read whatever the heck they want in terms of graphic novels.
I think there's some titles you can't show the kids on there. I think. I feel like they have a couple titles.
You probably don't want to show them the Yu-Gi-Oh! So you can get ideas.
You can show. Actually, probably right about that. Okay, we'll talk. They do have the Rurouni Kenshin stuff on there, so that's gonna suck. What else?
I mean, Naruto's had nudity in it. Like, plenty of people read Naruto.
Yeah, that part is true. I just mean author-wise, because obviously we know what happened with Watsuki. That was obviously another big story this year. Yes, that actually happened this year. That's crazy. This has been a freaking long year. What else? I think there's some, like, ecchi titles. Like, you got, like, Rosario plus Vampire. I wouldn't want to let my kid read that. I wouldn't let my kid read that. So they got some titles you gotta watch out for, but other than that, like, okay, maybe you can show some kids stuff that, some of that. But other than that, like, let's see. What other big news happened this year? Well, obviously, like, the Crunchyroll Funimation thing that happened was probably going to be the biggest news of the year. Just because of how it ended. It ended pretty poorly for both, I think.
And then it's funny because they both have a number of shows. They're going to be simulcast on both services.
Yeah, and I think what? Season. Like, what? I think Shield Hero is going to be the one that they're doing. It's going to be so weird.
There's a couple of others.
I've been reading some stuff.
So what else?
Well, there was a bunch of anime that got announced for next year. Or do we want to talk about those later?
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, just in just terms of, like, how, like, did Crunchyroll or Funimation benefit from this partnership? Was there really behind-the-scenes bickering as Justice Vakas, he wrote about the ending of that. He was saying, like, there was definitely a little bit of conflict, during the partnership. And they probably might have seen that when Gen Fukunaga commented about that. So
he was making more comments about Netflix recently.
Well, no, he did. Then he talked about the Crunchyroll how they ended the partnership, and it was like it was a deal that they couldn't really take and stuff like that. So he did talk about how it ended a little bit. Crunchy hasn't said anything, but so yeah, you just want, like, you always wonder, and you just always wonder about that. Although I would say for Funimation, like, they've had like the Nico Nico partnership end, so I mean, like,
yeah, that one never even went anywhere in the first place,
really. Yeah, so it's
I remember
just, like,
watching that on there. Blood Sea, I remember watching that on there, and that was fun because Blood Sea was such a random show in some ways that just having everybody's comments on screen was great, especially the finale.
Oh, I wish I could have seen it, because
also great was that somehow we accidentally were getting the uncensored streams, so normally they won't, like, stream those. I think they'll only stream, like, the censored versions, but we were definitely getting all the gory details, and it was like, whoa.
All the gory details, huh? Woo!
Yeah, it was like in episode 3 or so, she punches through a head that's just a giant eyeball, and her hands come out the other side, and you can just see all of the blood coating her hands in perfect detail.
Mortal Kombat, the anime!
It was a lot.
There you go. Well, especially, well, I know the ending for sure had a bunch of Mortal Kombat endings. That's definitely, yeah.
Oh god, yeah, weird blender bunny monster eating everyone in town.
But yeah, I
Samurai
think
Flamenco level ending.
Well, I did watch the end of Samurai Flamenco.
Oh no!
I was just talking about I was talking about, like, the ending was like a Samurai Flamenco level twist.
Okay.
Yeah, not compared to the actual ending of Samurai Flamenco. I apologize for being.
Well, I don't know if you want to really put Samurai Flamenco and Blood Sea in the same breath. So I'm just being personal.
Well, Samurai
here.
Flamenco is now our standard for, like,
I'm just being personal.
All kinds of crazy twists.
Well, I mean, I just finished. Well. I feel like, well, we could disagree with this, but I feel like the twists are a little bit more sensible than Blood Sea. That's why I'm like, don't do it. Don't put them in the same breath. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's been kind of fun since a lot of us have been having, you know, extra time off because of the holidays, to just look at the history for our shared press Crunchyroll account and being like, okay, who just started binging Goblin Slayer? Like, who's watching Samurai Flamingo? I thought we'd already seen that. Okay, the slime watching is me, but...
Hey, I watched a couple of the slime too, just the recent episodes, obviously, but...
Oh, no, but like the binge you've seen recently, like 4 episodes in a row, it's like, yep, that one was me.
Yes.
I can't believe how many shows we had this year with 4 in them.
I'm sorry?
I can't believe how many shows we had this year with 4 in them.
Look, it's just eating, Helen. Slime's gotta eat,
know.
Too.
It's slime, he's definitely swallowing things up. Dragon Pilot, that's not eating, because they gotta regurgitate all the girls afterwards. So.
I don't even know what...
It's the year of the war, 2018.
Do I even want to know what's happening in Dragon Pilot?
Dragon Pilot is very good. It is very Mario Kata.
Mario Kata's had a big year, hadn't she?
Yeah, Makuya was a great movie. That's definitely, like... my top or my second favorite anime film of the year.
Yeah, and then...
I think I spent, like, 2 months mispronouncing the name before the movie came out.
Yeah, it's not one where you look at it, and if you're an English speaker, you immediately understand how those sounds are supposed to go together.
And then you have... she had her autobiography come up from J-Novel Club.
That's getting, like, a live-action
adaptation
in Japan.
Yeah, and then... the manga version that she's teaming up with now Emoto is coming out from Kodansha Comics, and that's getting an anime, so...
Yeah, but that's not her autobiography, to be clear. That's...
No, that's a different...
Young
no.
Maidens and Your Savage.
Yeah, sorry. Thing, that's so. Right, yeah. I forgot to say the title, my bad. So yeah, that's getting anime, so yeah, what happened? Can somebody explain
this?
She's
been big for a while.
Well, it feels like... Well, I remember, like, way, like, maybe, like, 2013 or 2014, something like that, that there was, like, an outcry against her?
I mean, there still is. Like, at Otakon this year, I went to a panel. It was Sunday morning, and it was, like, the director for Iron Blooded Orphans, and someone actually went up and asked him, are you unhappy that Mario Kata gets more credit than you do for the writing here? Something along those lines.
Oh, now I remember. I think that was the one where you asked the question that the director was
pigeonholed. Yeah, I asked, do you feel pigeonholed? And I was like, man, that's going to be the rudest question he gets. And then someone comes up and asks him that, and I'm like, oh my god.
Whoops. You thought wrong.
Yeah.
So I actually, you know what? I guess you could say, like, Mario Kata had a really big year, and it's going to continue into next year.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I remember after I came out of seeing Liz and the Bluebird, I saw it with a friend, and he was enjoying it a lot, and I was saying, eh, it felt a little too staid for me. And he's like, well, if it was a Mario Kata film, you know, the characters would all be screaming out their feelings at each other. And I'm like, yeah, actually, that felt more like, that would actually be more like my high school life. That definitely would have been so. More yelling.
Oh, and, oh, right, we're talking about big news, I forgot, right. Eva's back. Well, it's coming back, it's coming back next year, but
yeah,
it's back.
Because Netflix is just gone apeshit.
Yeah, they really did at the end of the year, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm definitely excited to see Seven Seeds when it comes out next year. And I was sort of interested in the Saint Seiya, since I've been always looking for a way to get into that, but it's
and
not
then
all
you saw the CG.
Online.
Then
but
you
then
saw
it's like, A, it's CGI, and B, they turned one of the male characters into a female character. Everyone who's seen the original show is like, listen, guys, this was a bad choice.
It's like they decided to listen to Alice and, like, boys or whatever and say, you know what, that character looks exactly like a girl. Let's actually turn her into a girl for our work.
Yeah, I saw so many people saying, you know, look, this is bad because, you know, having, you know, kind of a feminine male character who was still badass and everything was really good, but by making the feminine male character just into a girl, you're kind of undoing a lot of this.
Yeah, it's
like,
just very...
I think it definitely worked in Voltron where they turned one of the characters, Pidge, into a girl. Like, I definitely thought that worked, but that didn't have, like, the same connotations as the original. Pidge was just short, so...
Okay. I mean, I don't know Voltron, so I can't really comment.
I still need to see the last season. I just remember the last season came out recently, and within 24 hours, people on my Twitter feed were just screaming bad things, so I'm like, I'm gonna step back. I'm gonna watch, like, the other stuff that Netflix has been dumping on me. I'm gonna go mainline series The Jaeger in, like, 3 days. I'm gonna do that instead.
Gonna watch that in...
Oh, you watched that Gretzko.
I saw the Gretzko Christmas special.
I was gonna watch that in A High Score Girl. I wanted to see what that's all about.
My roommate was complaining to me. He's like, "Oh, Netflix keeps showing me, like, the worst anime previews." And I'm like, "What now?" He's like, "Backstreet Girls." And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
My roommate's not even an anime fan. He's just seen some stuff like Violet Evergarden. So Netflix just tries to recommend him, like, the weirdest shit. Like, one time I could just hear high-pitched screaming coming from his headphones. I'm like, "What is that?" It's like Your Regular Magic High School. And I was like, "No, Kevin, no, put that away. We do not watch that in this household."
Yeah, Netflix has, like, some other, like, live-action stuff that was, like, the live-action Bleach, live-action
Mob
Psycho.
I totally forgot about Bleach, right?
Live-action Death Note.
This Good Morning Call, which is okay. It's, like, a live-action drama romance shoujo thing.
Oh, we had Neo-Yokio, or we at least had the Neo-Yokio Christmas special this year.
Violet Evergarden.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Death Note or Neo-Yokio in the space anymore. Let's please stop. We're just not.
These three more edgy, this podcast.
So I had this grand idea to just say, you know, we just talk about whatever we want, but this is...
This we could have told you this was a bad idea, Justin, but you didn't actually ask us.
This is just not even...
Well,
right,
do you
want to
keep talking about
more
stuff that's coming out next year that
I think, wait, somebody else has to tell their big news of the year. I think you have to say your big news of the year, right, Alcina?
I was going to talk about Tiger and Bunny, right? Yeah.
Well, we put that in the weird news before. Fine, you can go ahead and talk about it now.
Well, they announced that Tiger and Bunny, like, season 2 is coming, but nobody knows when.
Yeah, I was trying
and
to figure out, is that actually
company...
double-decker? Oh. Was that what that was?
No, like, I feel like the Tiger and Bunny announcement was pretty big, but, like, in terms of the live action film, they said they're gonna make, like, a Hollywood remake version of it, but the company that bought the rights for it went bankrupt, and then they had to sell all the movie rights off to, like, when that company went under, and nobody knows what's gonna happen to it, so basically it'll be like, go into limbo, like that Cowboy Bebop live action that reappeared this year.
Yes, totally.
On Netflix.
Yes, definitely. In like somewhere out there, it's definitely not coming by Netflix. Nuh-uh. Definitely not coming at all. Yeah, that was a big. That was actually a big announcement, wasn't it? Cowboy Bebop, right?
Yes. We'll have to see when it comes out. Like, next year is just gonna be, like, people are gonna be so, like, even with the Evangelion, it's just, like, normal people would be able to encounter Evangelion and be able to see, like, how does all this otaku culture come from and explode from that moment when that show originally aired.
What is this congratulations meme? What is this? Why is it? What is it? Where does it come from? Well, hey, you get to actually watch it.
Why does he need to get in the robot?
I'm just dreading the day my mom Skypes with me and's like, so yeah, so your stepdad and I, we were trying out the show Neon Genesis Evangelion. I'm just dreading this day.
Look, if they watch you, you have to invite them onto the podcast so they can talk about their experience. You have to do it.
I mean, like, they could even just go. Oh.
You just have to do it. It's a requirement. If they watch,
they don't
you
even
gotta,
live with me, Justin.
You're
gonna
have to find a way. No, just tell them, hey, can you get onto the podcast on Sundays at like 6 o'clock?
No,
just Skype us in. Just you know how to use Skype, right? Just open Skype. And
that is questionable. I definitely had to go home over Thanksgiving and troubleshoot their Skype because my mom had turned off some of the permissions.
It's like. Yeah, they'd be like anime with normies. Well, was it? Oh, well, they can like technically encounter even more interesting things like Devilman Crybaby on Netflix.
Oh
no! That one I was scared to watch it because then I'd be able to tease them about watching something with that many tits in it
and vaginas.
Yeah, that too.
This still scares me. I'll wait another year.
Oh, what yeah, are you? You were the one who was talking about maybe I'll watch, and I was like, how many vaginas can you stand at once?
Alcina, just get it over with. Just do it. It's only what, 12 episodes, 13 episodes? Just doing it one day. Just watch it one day.
Six, isn't it?
One day.
Wait, just six?
Six or ten, I think. It was really short.
Oh, you can totally do it then. Yeah, you can totally do it.
This is just what you need to do tomorrow night. You just need to mainline it so you can start the year off fresh.
Oh no!
Yeah, before 2019. Yeah, do it.
Well, those traumatize all my friends. No, they've probably already seen it. It's okay.
Oh wait, I could be wrong. Oh wait, I could be wrong. But didn't the Full Metal Alchemist live action air this year? Or was that last year?
I think that was this year.
It's been such a long year.
The CGI was pretty jank.
I think it was last year, but I feel like we watched it this year. I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's like the fourth time you have to relive like the Shu Tucker arc.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, fifth time if it did come out this year, because I ended up reading the Full Metal Alchemist Full Metal edition not too long ago, so I got to live that a fifth another time.
Oh no.
Oh, so fun, so much fun. Ugh.
So much crying.
And that too, and that too. But okay. You have any other big news, Alcina?
Nope, that's it.
So looking forward to 2019. Guys, there is so much anime coming out in 2019 I'm excited for.
Mob Psycho!
Fruits Basket Remake! Entire Fruits Basket Remake!
Oh my gosh,
I think the big one is Dragon Ball Super Broly. I think that's the big
one.
No,
that already came out this year, Justin.
I'm sorry, what?
That already came out.
No, that was a special. It was a limited premiere in LA.
Anyway. Fruits Basket! Seven Seeds! Yeah, new Ikuhara! New Symphogear!
Oh, Chihayafuru! Chihayafuru!
Chihayafuru,
right.
Too!
I totally forgot about that. Yes.
We're gonna die this spring. It's gonna
yes.
be great.
Oh, it's gonna be excellent. I actually can't believe Chihayafuru is back, though. I actually can't.
We're gonna have The Promised Neverland in just a couple of weeks. We're also gonna have Kimetsu no Yaiba, yeah. Which isn't as squee-worthy, but it's still good.
Gonna have Dr. Stone this year? Or in 2019? That's gonna be great.
I think it's Boogie Pop.
Yeah, that one's coming soon, and I mean the new season starts like this fucking week. So,
was it gonna be like a special episode of Pop Team Epic this coming year?
Yeah, I think there is. Man, Pop Team Epic was a thing that happened this year.
It really was. It really was.
And can you believe it? You can already get it from Funimation. Have you guys seen pictures of the packaging?
I have no. Oh, I think I have.
Blu-rays, they look like some blank CD that someone burned a song onto. It looks like someone has just, like, sharpied the name Pop Team Epic onto it. It's perfect packaging.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't have that, so I can't. Yeah. What other big shows are coming this year? Oh, yeah, right. Netflix has a couple other shows, like Yaisuke, which is going to be directed by LaShawn Thomas. It's going to have Lakeith Stanfield as one of the voice actors. So, you know, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, and they're doing, like, a CGI Ultraman as well. And I think it's going to be based off of the Ultraman manga that you can get from Viz right now. So,
yeah,
I see
yeah.
it all staring at me at my library, and I'm going to check it out once I have, like, the rest of my to-read piles under control.
Right.
Please don't look at my Asana list right now, Dustin. You're just gonna be not happy at how long it is.
I'm sorry, what? Do I want to not look at?
Please don't look at my Asana list right now. You're just gonna be very unhappy.
Look,
how long
I have my
it
own
is.
I have my own Asana list, and I'm just like depressed looking at it because I'm so behind and everything. And you know, I really
forget to sleep.
One of my New Year's resolutions is to try to actually go to the library more because I have fallen off way too hard on that. I really have. I'm so mad at that.
I checked out about $9,200 worth of material this year for my library.
Nice.
How much of it have you read?
I would say like 9,000 of it, at least.
Oh boy.
Yeah, they have like a Japan Foundation library here, and it was like so nice. They have like all these new graphic novels and books that you can read and check out. So I was like reading Complex Age and a whole bunch of other comics. Like, what is it? What did you eat yesterday? There's so many.
Nice.
Very nice. What else is happening? What else is happening in anime land?
Well, we're gonna get another season of My Hero Academia in the fall.
Yep, that's another big one.
Mix is getting an anime, and I know like the folks who liked Cross Game, was that it?
I'm sorry, who?
Mix. It's the guy who does the baseball manga, and everyone has monkey ears.
What's his face? I'm gonna look over to my left. All the way over to my left. I'm gonna get out of my seat, because the volume is actually not too far away from me. It is... Mitsu Adachi!
Yeah, so that's getting an anime in the spring, I think.
Is it the spring? Yeah, I know, I think I heard something about that having an anime in 2019. Yeah. Let's see, what else? I think this is like, what, it's going to be like more films coming out next year? I know you're not going to be happy about it, but I think Wreck-It 7 movie's coming out.
That first one was so bad.
I think there's going to be the Code Geass movie's going to come out. What else? Probably more Ghibli. Another Ghibli film's going to come out. Well, GKids is releasing what?
Ghibli-esque.
Well... I think what Modest Heroes is going to come out. Like it's the short from Studio Pontiac. Okay, it's not Ghibli actually. Now that I think about it, because Studio Pontiac that's doing it. But
and Modest Heroes is just a film anthology. It's not like a full length movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of other stuff we're probably missing and not remembering, but it's probably going to be big. Probably.
Yeah. How about there's going to be a lot of crap, but there's hopefully also going to be a lot of gems next year.
Yeah. Now, moving on to anime, how about any manga and light novels you're potentially looking forward to for 2019?
Atelier and the Witch Hat, I'm looking forward to that one. And also, the one from Seven Seas, which they're translating the title of as, like, Our Dreams at Dusk. Tasogare.
Shimanani Tasogare.
Yeah, that one. That one I'm excited for. Also because it's, like, the only manga I know of that has an asexual mangaka. So I'm like, yes, my people. My person, actually, since
by the
single.
Okay. Well, for me, like, I think Snow White and the Red Hair is definitely one to look out for. I think the biggest one, like, based on like Twitter feed and obviously by name, Urusei Yatsura, coming out in February. That's going to be a big one for sure. What else? Komi Can't Communicate, I think it's going to be another big one. Beastars is also going to be another big one for sure. Let's see, what else from my head?
Related, but I think season 3 of Thunderbolt Fantasy might come out next year. They haven't given a date yet, but it might come out next year.
How's that related to Beastars?
No, well, if you're talking about non-anime thing, then Thunderbolt Fantasy is not actually anime.
Oh,
puppets.
Right.
I just saw, before this podcast started, there's a Takarazuka play from Thunderbolt Fantasy now.
But why?
Because it's amazing!
I have no words, sadly. Continuing on! Let's see. What other big manga is coming out in 2019?
I mean, we'll probably find out from Kodansha like a week before they release it digitally.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it'll be very hilarious if they just say, oh, you know what? We're going to release Shaman King digitally, just like that. Boom.
Wait, doesn't Viz already have Shaman King?
They don't have the rights to it anymore.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh,
so
isn't that Naruto creator have something new coming out next year?
Hiroki Take has no longer has the rights to. I mean, Viz no longer has the rights to Shaman King and Kairoku Doji Otomo anymore. That's come back to Hiroki Take because now he's doing manga for Kodansha. So, like, you know, like Neko Gahamura, I think that's what it's called. That's serialized in Kodansha magazine. And I think Kodansha's releasing, like, Shaman King for one of their imprints, or one of their magazines or something like that. So, yeah, Viz is no longer publishing that.
Oh, and next year, Denpo is really going to start churning out books since...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As if it wasn't weird enough, like, oh, hey, guys, I'm going to announce my new manga venture at this... annual gathering at Otakon.
You better say Otta Brew. You better say Otta Brew.
Yeah, Otta Brew. It's Otta Brew.
Otta Brew. Otta Brew.
Otta Brew. Yep, that's what they do.
Don't you dare disrespect it by just saying it's just a random location.
I mean, it's kind of random.
Stop. Stop. But yeah, what you got? Gambling Apocalypse, Kaji. Yeah, that's right. Kaji coming out. You got Maiden Railways coming out. Dinner with Amiya-san, the Fate cooking manga, it's gonna come out. Then you got this really weird. Well, there's two weird ones that's coming out.
They're all Denpa. Weird, Justin.
I mean, well, I don't know about Maiden Railways. I mean, I think it's just the fact that it's a Jose title. We can always use more Jose titles for sure. I guess, Kaji's kind of weird. But this one, like, the creator of Sorimachi, Masaguro, I forgot the name. The creator of Sorimachi, it's just weird in the fact that, like, Volume 1 literally just came out in Japan, and Denpa's gonna release that next year. Which is kind of insane. Like, you don't really release that closely. I guess they gotta take gambles like this or whatever, but, yeah, that's gonna be one. And the other one is, was it Pleasure and Corruption? Which involves a little bit of S&M or something like that. Pretty weird Square Enix title. Pretty weird. And Denpa's gonna release that one. So yeah, I guess that's big news. I don't know how big of news, but it's big. Let's see. Let's see, Vertical. They're releasing something in November. What's it called? Don't mess with me, Nagatoro. I think that's what it's called. That's coming out way too late in the year. In 2019, way too late. But hey, it is what it is.
Oh, Seven Seas is also putting out something else from the person who made Go For It Nakamura-kun. But
yeah, Total Eclipse of the Eternal Heart.
I think
it's
got a totally different vibe, and it's all horror-y, but the characters don't look like they came out of it's not Gamora-kun. It's like, this person can only draw one face.
It's Boys Love Horror, and I'm very interested in that combination, actually. That's
Yeah, we've gotten Girls Love Horror before, but not as much Boys Love Horror. Yeah.
And speaking of that...
Everybody loves horror.
Well, maybe some horror. A little bit of horror, right? But speaking of that... Seven Seas is going to release another Yuri title I don't remember the name from the author's work that I don't think people like that much. That's Still Trap. I don't think people like that one that much, but she's coming with I Married My Best Friend So I Could Shut My Parents Up or something like that.
Millennial Mood.
That too, yeah. That one. So yeah, that's another Seven Seas, and it also is another couple of big light novel titles for them. Like, I know people would want to read Classroom of the Elite and Musoku Tensei. I think that was one of the big ones. I hope they announce, I mean, I don't know if they're going to announce next year or whatever, but I really hope they announce more Record of Lotus War. I feel like that really sold well for them, it feels like, but they haven't said anything about any more of that.
Yeah, I think we're just going to have a lot on our hands again next year.
Oh, we're definitely...
Too much.
Look, We don't even know what we don't even know what MediaDude's going to release digitally. Who knows what wild title is going to get announced next year?
That we'll never expect. Oh yeah, did Tokyopop start putting out titles this year, or are they not right. coming out until next year?
Well, no, they released Hangar and Konohana Kitan, and what was it? The other Furutari.
Yeah, is Yuri Barrowstorm out now, or is it coming out soon?
It's coming out soon, as in, I think it's going to be like comic book stores next week or 2 weeks from now.
And then what we mean is we already have a review copy, so we've forgotten.
Well, no. It's coming out next year for sure. It's just that
We think that Wish is definitely coming out from Dark Horse next year. Yes, for sure, because we've got a review copy
Of
it.
So. My guess is that, And you know what? I think they're going to like have a free... Dark Horse has its relationship with Crunchyroll, so I think they're going to have like a free exclusive preview of that sometime next year.
This exclusive preview of this manga you've been able to buy from two other publishers.
Oh yeah, that's so wild. Like when you think about it, like, it was first released by Tokyopop, right?
Tokyopop, and then Viz had the digital rights for a while. They just reused like the exact same everything.
Yeah.
What I really want from Dark Horse is more Blood Blockade Battlefront. Like I bought all the volumes this year, and I was like reading online. They said there's more volumes. Like a second part of this, and I'm like, well, where's the rest of it? I need it.
Well, we've all been complaining for years that Dark Horse just seems to have no fucking idea how to release manga. It's like, what are you doing? I can't tell what you're trying to do.
It's like, oh man, we got Mob Psycho 2, the anime coming out. We really are going to enjoy just having only one volume of Mob Psycho out in stores. Really, really smart. Meanwhile, I think Kimetsu no Yaiba is going to come out in the spring.
Yeah, and they'll be like five volumes out by that.
Yeah,
point.
At least by that point. And then also granted, I don't think the Amazon catch up to it at that point. But like, we can go online and read the latest chapters of Kimetsu no Yaiba on Viz now. And y'all telling me for Dark Horse that y'all can't release like more than three volumes of Mob Psycho? Really? Y'all just want to lose money like this, or lose a potential opportunity to make more money? Good job, guys. Excellent marketing and decisions right here. Oh, but I will give them credit, actually. They are releasing a bit more manga. I mean, not quite a crazy amount, but Elfen Lied is going to come out, which is weird.
Because it's like, that our bar now?
It's going to be so weird because you watch that growing up and think, oh my god, it's so amazing and everything. And
yeah,
now
I was release never that manga. Dumb. I never watched it.
I was a kid. Well, I even, the thing is, it's stuff
You're
like
older
that.
Than me, Justin.
Stuff like that. Look, I think back then, we're just like, we're so used to like whatever we watched. We watched stuff that was on TV and was obviously catered to like the kids.
Okay.
And we never really anticipated stuff like this kind of violence and everything like that. So we watched Elfen Lied or somehow managed to watch School Days. We're just so impressionable. And we think, oh, wow, I've never seen anything like this. Never seen anything like this before. I'm amazed. I want more. And then you grow up and realize, wow. Writing this is actually kind of trash. This makes no logical sense whatsoever. And are we really just like fetishizing this character for what particular reason? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are you showing this to like kids? Well, first of all, kids aren't meant to watch this. That's the first part. And yes, I know kids technically when you're 13, 14 isn't a kid, but I'm old enough to say kid, I guess.
Get off my lawn.
But no, for real, I actually will read it just to be like, hey, I did watch the anime.
I expect reviews.
I'm going to review that too. Well, I was supposed to review my Psycho. Hopefully I'll do that soon enough. But yeah, that, and then, Dark Horse is going to release H.P. Lovecraft's, In the Mountains of Madness.
That's not manga.
No, it is manga. They have Go Tanabe, drew it and everything, so... I mean, it's adapting a book for sure, but hey, it counts. It counts, Helen. It does.
I just remember there was someone I follow on Twitter, and she tweeted like a couple weeks ago that she was having a self-care day reading classic manga, and the cover she posted was like a manga adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, and it's like,
okay, that's different. Okay, that's different. That's an udon thing. It's not the same as Dark Horse. Not at all.
Yeah, but it's like, that is not what classic manga means.
Yeah, that's true. Alright.
Well, we've hit the hour-long mark, so
we should just
call it quit and wish everybody a happy 2019.
Whoa, hold up. We didn't even get to the weird news of the year, Helen.
Alright, we gotta wrap it up. I've got my dad waiting on the other line.
Alright. So we gotta get to the weird news of the year.
Because somebody started this late.
Look, there was nothing I could do about it. Stop.
Just go, 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 all go. Right,
so obviously, like, remember at the start of the year, we found out that Kim Jong-un reads manga. It's kind of...
Oh, God, I forgot about that. This year's been so long.
Yes. Like, yeah, yes. He was just like us, Helen. He read Slam Dunk and Dragon Ball was going up.
Heck, he was just like us, because we're pretty sure he read Scanlations, too.
Yes, and that, too. He had a light novel author really go to bat to Japan, the Twitter Japan, after one of his covers got banned on Twitter. That was... First of all, I never heard of that. And second of all, how in the world did he not get arrested? Or how did he... Like, what... There's so much backstory that should be an anime in itself, personally, but it's not.
Did Yamakon finally get banned off of Twitter, or did he quit this
he
year?
Did get banned off Twitter. Finally, he may never come back.
Happened.
Oh, so much of Yamakon happened that I really couldn't include it.
Said, well, we're just going to say he's no longer on Twitter.
Yeah, we can just say that's the weird news of the year. There you go. He's no longer on Twitter. We finally figured out who the heck Miami Mike was this year. I mean, it's something I personally can't care about because I wasn't in that part of the scene where I was downloading fan subs and seeing all those messages about Miami Mike and him threatening or somebody threatening a fan sub or translator or whatever. Something involving a threat or whatever at a convention. I don't remember. Aren't you?
Yeah, it was like Miami Mike. I remember what you did at Dragon Con.
Yeah, that was it.
Or something.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah, and then we finally figured out that Miami Mike's, what, just an ordinary dude or something like that?
Yeah, it was on the Anime Nostalgia podcast. I think he was just, like, competing with someone else's video rentals at a con or something.
So freaking bizarre this community is. So freaking bizarre.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Well, I would have it with less sexism, but that's a little different.
Yeah. And, yeah. There obviously... We had whatever happened with Darling in the Franxx, which I totally stayed away from until, let's see, it came out in the spring of 2018, so I'm supposed to watch it in the spring of 2019, but that had so many freaking issues, and then, of course, the weird one, obviously, is Kim Kardashian was watching it, I guess, and decided to pink her, just dye her hair pink, and I'm just like, what is happening? Why is this happening? Who told her about this? How long has her history of anime been? We need answers.
Oh, didn't we find out this year that, like, Elon Musk has watched anime? Like, he was tweeting about Makoto Shinkai
films being
great.
We found out so many freaking famous people are watching anime. Like, we've got, like, some athletes that are watching anime.
Oh, didn't the wrestlers, like, dress up as Dragon Ball this year?
We had
that this
year? Actually, I feel like they dressed up like Go to the West characters for some reason. Like, Journey to the West characters for some reason. I think I know what you're talking about. Maybe they did, actually. I take that back. Maybe they...
Yeah, I think it was, like, a trio of three brothers,
yeah,
and they were dressed
like
up as Dragon Ball characters.
Yeah, I think... I forgot their names, but they were on the Up, Up, Down, Down YouTube channel or something like that. And, yeah, I think... I forgot their names. Something... something, I think... Oh, my God. Something along with Serio and... It's not very appropriate, I think. I don't remember. But, yeah, I think they did dress up as that. And it was at one of the big events. I think it was WrestleMania, too. They had, like, WrestleMania is, like, one of the big wrestling events of the year. And I think that's when they had it there. I don't think we had that as the weird news. But, yeah, that probably should have been in one of the weird news sections of the year. Okay, but moving on, because they have more weird news. And Helen's got to talk to people. Comic Girls... was apparently really popular in Missouri. Like, it actually had, like, they once the people behind the anime found out, they decided to, like, create the one of the characters' cows, unfortunately dropping a rib, one of St. Louis's ribs. Like, it was kind of cute, actually. Very unexpected. Like, you wouldn't expect that to actually happen, honestly. And then we had the beta Pokemon. I can't believe that actually happened this year, though. Like, it had, like, the cute, not electric mouse Pokemon or whatever. Or tiger Pokemon. I'm still mad at Game Freak for that. I'm still really mad. Some of those designs could have worked. Look, like we could have had that screaming Ditto. We really could have had
Ditto.
That.
Ditto. It's the same, except it screams now.
Could have really had that. We had the screwy looking legendary dogs. It looked really bad.
Oh, we also got the trailer for Detective Pikachu this year.
But that's not coming out. Darn it. Well, you know what, though? I'll take whatever the Detective Pikachu trailer is smoking over anything that's happening with the Sonic film. I don't even know if I want to see the trailer anymore. Because the more I think about it, the more I'm just like, there's no way this is going to work. It just already, like, turned so many people off. If they release a trailer, it could be, like, riots.
Yeah, I've just seen screenshots of, like, some of the Japanese staff who worked on the original Sonic games being like, what is going on? Why does Sonic have a crotch a little wider than the average person's?
It's so bad. So bad, and then, like, yeah, if the trailer comes out, I'm really serious when I say it's going to be more disliked than anything Fire Emblem Heroes related. Just so you know, like, the latest Fire Emblem Heroes trailer for Azura, when they announced her, has so many dislikes and likes.
Why?
A combination of Fire Emblem Heroes just releasing so many, like, new units at a certain time, making Azura, like, the fifth special alternate gacha character you can get.
Her outfit this time around is pretty silly, but...
I think her skills... But again, I think just the timing of all of that. All of that and the timing was just not very good. And that they went and announced it, so... Yeah. But it's going to pale in comparison to whenever whenever Sonic Trailer is going to release. Because first of all, it's going to get disliked in general once it comes out. Like, not even, people are not even going to watch the trailer and they're going to give it a dislike. Then there are going to be people who are going to watch the trailer, and then if they don't like it, they're going to dislike it. So by then, they're going to shut down the comments, and it's going to be bad. It's like, there may not be a single... Well, it's going to be likes for some dumb reason, but there's going to be, like, a 1 to 10 ratio of likes to dislikes. It's going to be legendary. It's going to be... So you know what may actually happen? They may just send, like, a Twitter link to it, and just have to deal with the fact that it's going to get ratioed to death. That's pretty much it.
Moving on, Justin.
Alright, fair enough. We had somebody graduate at Cal Poly with Nico as the pillow. As he's going to accept his diploma, actually took Nico with him and got his diploma.
To be clear, this is a body pillow, but yeah.
Yeah, body pillow, yep.
Oh, so, and you know what didn't happen this year? Battle Angel Alita still has not come out.
Oh, but it will. It's coming out, Helen. Accept it.
Yeah, I didn't want this as a birthday present. You can take it back.
So Alcina, she's
it's
been
coming
asking,
out my birthday weekend.
Alcina,
so.
She's been asking, like, every time I mention this, bring this up, that she wants me to do something about this, and I'm telling her I can't. So look, Helen,
I have faith in you, Justin.
Just
I have
install
faith in you.
Accept a browser it. Extension to block it.
Just. Did she really just suggest a browser extension to block anything involving this film?
Yeah.
Well, true story, they did show a bit of it at the Video Game Awards, and I didn't like the clip they showed. So I'm very worried about the film. Like, I was a little excited about it because they actually had, like, the creators went to Cultural Expo and talked about it a little bit. I'm not sure about it anymore. I don't know if this is going to look any good. So yeah, we'll see about that one. Eiko. Netflix has done some interesting things for sure, but this is the weirdest one where Eiko Incarnation came out this year, and it already got redubbed. I have never seen anything or heard anything like this before. You don't redub anything this fast. That's so bizarre. Like, it makes you just wonder, Helen, why didn't you just watch the dub of Eiko when you watched it? Just why?
To be clear, folks, Justin is talking about Eiko, the anime, not Eiko, the Texas Anime Con. Because the Japanese was fine. Now I didn't need to watch it dubbed. I was watching it at the gym, so I had to have subtitles on anyway to see what was going on.
I guess this podcast went too long where I'm just mixing up names. We'll just go with that. Anyways, the staff of Devidoll somehow managed to air episode 4 instead of episode 3. I'm still baffled as to how they let this happen. I really am.
That's something you'd expect, like, Pop Team Epic to do on purpose, not this.
Yeah. I really just don't. It's just so bizarre. And then I didn't list this on here, because I actually thought about this while we were on the podcast. So this is actually the perfect way to end the podcast in a weird news section. Helen had a nice experience with the creators of Interspecies Reviewers this year. And, I mean... It was pretty legendary.
Screenshots
it's pretty legendary.
I don't want the TSA search this or anything.
It is... it is so great. Like, just a backstory. When I usually, like, I tweeted the Twitter links for that out, like, a lot, sometime this year, and it got a lot of retweets because the Japanese creators found out about it, and I was like, huh, that's kind of crazy. But they're not gonna just randomly see Helen's review or whatever, and just decide to comment on it. I didn't even think that. And yet they did. And then,
yeah, I was suddenly getting all these likes, and, like, the people had Japanese handles. I'm like, uh-oh, who retweeted this?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you even say that, like, one of, like, the senior graphic designers at Yen Press was liking my
Yeah,
page
even
as well
they, like, yeah, the senior graphic, yeah. The senior...
And then, guys, guess what? My review on it was so good, Justin had me send it back to him, so I wrapped it up all nicely and sent it back to Justin.
And guess what I did with
prayed
the
to God that the UPS,
oh.
USPS wouldn't open it.
Oh, it would have been so fun. They did. And then they opened it, and they're like, what in the name of...
It's what? Still a book. It still counts for media mail.
Oh, boy. just to let you know, I still haven't read it yet.
I mean, I'm not surprised, Justin, you never read anything at a time.
But yeah, it actually was a pretty crazy story. It really was. Because especially considering that Hella didn't even meant to pick this one to review. She picked it.
I got it confused with something else.
I don't know how.
Less booby.
But I keep wanting... Like, the hilarious part is, like, as soon as I saw that she had the... Like, she listed, put her name on it. With a question mark as usual. I said, Helen, are you sure you want this?
And I was like, I think so.
So in many ways, all ends, well, I can't even say it. Wow, what is the saying? All ends well.
All's well.
All's well that ends well.
All's well that ends well. I'm tired. I've had a long.
And on that note, we should probably end the podcast.
We probably should. this is a great New Year's special. We're going to see you guys in 2019. Who knows what kind of craziness will happen. Feel free to not find me on Twitter. @_Nomi.
And so you can find me on Twitter @WanderingDreamer. You can also hear me podcasting on Manga in Your Ears once our website comes back. And you'll also be able to hear me in a couple of weeks in our 5-hour probably special end of the year on Taiku Podcast. By this point, it's basically a Taiku podcast, Otaku no Radio annual crossover, where we just talk about the end of the year.
No way the podcast is going to be 5 hours. It's going to at least get broken up into parts. There's no way.
I mean, Justin, do you know how many people we've got on this podcast? We've got like 6 or 7 people on this podcast.
5 hours is fine, but there's no way it's going to... You could actually... 5 hours?
Just break it up. There will be potty breaks, but we're doing
part
this
one.
Day.
Part one and part two, and if you really want to be extra, part three. That's it.
Take it up with Corey. He's the one who's got to edit us.
And this is Alcina, and you can find me on Twitter as Kaito Al, KAITOU_AL.
And you can listen to the OSG podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Get us on Android and add us to your feedlies or whatever you can use RSS or subscribe by email. Let us know how we're doing, and let us know what your end of the year let us know what you'll think about in 2018. Like, what are you going to remember that's the best? Or even the worst? We'll handle it, I think. So feel free to share. So, until next year, have a happy new year!
Bye!
Bye!
Bye.